Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The huge news, of course, the skate park's opening and the base is reopening. Man, it's just a good week. Yesterday we got the news, and this morning we had a chance to talk to retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, the president of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation, about what this all means. Admiral, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, I've been waiting for this call for 2.5 years. It's great to be here today.
Oh, man. And, you know, when the news came out yesterday that this was happening, it's funny. Okay, so I've been waiting for this forever too, and yet I had almost gotten excited and then disappointed and excited and disappointed so many times, and felt like we were just up against the Navy so relentlessly. Like, I guess it's just always going to be this way. I don't want to get my hopes up again like Charlie Brown with the football, and then all of a sudden it's happening. This is real. The base is going to be back open for visitors 7 days a week come middle of this month, right?
Yeah. So, had a chance to sit down with Skipper Shashadi the other day and his team, and you know they're approaching this as a phased opening. So, the Undersecretary of the Navy signed the document that allows this waiver to happen, and it'll take us really back to kind of pre-2019 procedures. But they'll be open. You know, we'll be completely open for 4 days a week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 4th through the 7th of May, then the 11th through the 14th of May. And I believe the date that he's advertising is come one, come all on the 17th of May. And that'll be a Blue Angel practice day, an autograph session in the atrium. So, I mean, gosh, you couldn't write a script that's more exciting than that.
No, it's fantastic. You know, so many times we say it, but it's so true. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And this has been painful for the community. It has been painful for the base. I know they want the public there. That relationship has been so tight historically. It's been extraordinarily painful for you, as for the museum, for Sterls, for the lighthouse. Can you maybe just tell people what it's been like and what the impact was to you in terms of visitors and revenue for the museum because of this lack of public access?
Yeah, well, so, you know, I took over almost 30 months ago, 2.5 years ago, and this is all I've known. So, you know, with the exception of a couple public access days, you know, I come in and I see 100 people in an empty parking lot, and, you know, it's easy to get trapped in the mindset that, hey, this is how it is. But, you know, in 2019, we had gone from 724,000 visitors to, you know, just over 200,000 visitors with the restriction on, you know, Department of Defense ID card holders only. And that, for us, you know, we live on revenue that comes from simulators and movies and folks enjoying themselves and going to the stores. So that's a loss of anywhere from, you know, $4 to $5 million. Now, I say that, you know, don't feel sorry for us, because, you know, we have worked our tails off to, you know, go out and hit corporate sponsors. We had a $5 million gift from a great friend of the Museum Foundation. And so that's allowed us to, you know, not just sit in the corner and feel sorry for ourselves, but, you know, do things that are going to make this museum so much better when folks walk in the door later this month. So we're very, very fortunate. We've always had support. We've had, you know, the 20,000 signatures, you know, from folks in the petition last fall. And there's good news because folks, guess what? People listened to what you said. And as a result of that, this month we're opening.
No, it's fantastic news. And it's really, you know, I know, and even Congressman Gates made a comment about this the other day in the House Armed Services Committee comments with Secretary Del Toro, where, you know, he said, look, most people view this as a tourism thing, as a, you know, something that they can be educated by, something that they can take their friends and relatives to town when it's raining or when it's shining, whatever. And obviously the Blue Angels practice to enjoy as a spectator. But there is a recruiting and educational element of this, you know, for service members and future service members, right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I lived the recruiting world when I was at NETSI several years ago. But, you know, there's so much value. And, you know, right now with Department of Defense families only, you know, those kids understand the military. They get it. But it's these families that come in and, you know, I've got a story about a family that came in from Pittsburgh, you know, three little kids, junior high down to elementary school, and they couldn't even spell naval aviation. But by the time that we, you know, I had lunch with them, you know, they walked away, they were changed. And, you know, this young man, I got an email from his mother the other day, you know, he wants to go to the Naval Academy and fly Navy jets. So, you know, that's the perfect story of what an impact a museum like this, a Blue Angel practice, you know, can have on somebody who just, you know, doesn't otherwise know or hasn't been otherwise exposed.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're talking Rear Admiral Kyle Cozad. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Lots going on, of course. We are watching the East Bay Boulevard in Navarre. It's closed. South of Copple Drive, the ongoing drainage improvement project. Fairfield eastbound just past the 110 overpass showing an accident. Wreck on the intersection of West Detroit and Johnson and North Palafox. Now, that is blocking lanes. Again, that's the Detroit-Johnson / Palafox area there. So that's blocking lanes 98. It's still showing congestion eastbound. Whispering Pines continuing eastbound to Wind Haven. So Hurlburt Gate traffic, caution there. And wherever you are, it's traffic on the fives. It's brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now, picking up the rest of the conversation we had earlier this morning with Rear Admiral Kyle Cozad. Yeah, it's fantastic. And again, as Matt said the other day in the hearing, this isn't going to solve all of the recruiting issues for the services, but it's one piece of the puzzle. And it's just to be able to, you know, have a kid who's vacationing here in town with his family be able to go watch the Blue Angels, not on beach show or homecoming show weekend, but because it's a practice all throughout the season. That's an invaluable recruiting asset and patriotism and educational asset that, you can't put a value on that, which is why it's been so frustrating that people don't have access to that. Talking to Rear Admiral, retired Admiral Cozad, president of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. I want to give you a second to brag about some folks, because there have been a lot of people involved in this effort and a lot of people who have made a key difference. And I know there's always that, you know, person you leave out in the list of people that you include, but who do you want people to know were working their tails off to make this happen?
Yeah, and you're right. There's always risk there, but, you know, I'll just shoot from the top of my head. I've got a couple board members, retired four-star admirals, Bill Moran and Harry Harris, who were really invaluable in just gaining access and talking a lot with the Secretary of the Navy. You know, Senator Brodson's been an incredible local asset, as well as Matt Gaetz. I mean, his question, and I know SecNav knew this because he had a meeting a couple weeks ago, but, you know, we were right on the edge of getting that document signed, you know, during his last testimony, and kind of that spurred a lot of the conversation. But, you know, locally, I got to say thanks to Tim Kinsella, the former base CO, and then, Terry Shishetti, the current CO. They have, I mean, lived this journey with us every single day, looking for a way to yes, and we're finally there. And you know, the museum director, Sterls Gillum, and his staff. And then, you know, I can't pay enough thanks to my staff that's been, you know, we haven't been able to do our entire job because we haven't had people here. So when I gave them the news yesterday, there were actually some tears in people's eyes. So we're excited to do this. And, you know, gosh, can't wait for that first day to actually get here.
No, it's absolutely fantastic. One question I had, sort of a nuts and bolts kind of question, is I know cost had been an issue, or at least that was my perception, is that, you know, part of it was getting the Navy to accept the waiver for, you know, public access, kind of the ongoing temporary waiver that we used to have for forever. Part of the issue, as I understood it, was, you know, cost and staffing. The back gate, it's not free to put people there. And when you have the public on base, you have to have a little bit increased staffing. Do you know who's funding that? Is that something that is like, are you guys funding that? Is the Navy funding that? Where is that kind of, you know, functionality stuff coming from?
Yeah, so to the best of my knowledge, the Navy's going to, you know, fund, and this was, you know, without question, the lowest cost solution that could be put into place. And,
right.
And you know, I wouldn't view this the permanent temporary final. We're still going to go after, you know, some other things that are a little more, you know, I'll call them Navy-proof, so that we're not as susceptible to, you know, waivers being revoked or whatever. But, you know, you're right. It does come with some additional people. It's a modest number. And some interim access checkpoints, so gate guards, that will prevent the general public from going into the base housing areas, the sensitive schoolhouses, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there is some cost. The Navy's going to bear those costs. And, again, for that, you know, we are the Navy's museum, the Navy's National Aviation Museum. So they're going to bear that cost, and they recognize the value to that.
And I know how you think. I heard it in what you said just a minute ago. I know that you're a guy who's like, well, that's fantastic. What's next? You know, and so the what's next is, you know, the long-term plan. And I know you'll get right to work on and have been ongoing working on that. That's been a big sticking point, is what would the shape of that long-term plan. But what I hear from you is basically a commitment that this is great, good to have this back, but we already saw how this can go away under the wrong circumstances, and we really do need a better solution for everybody. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. You know, when I got to the foundation, the National Flight Academy was on life support. We didn't have base access. Well, I've checked those two blocks in 2.5 years, so I got to find something else to keep me busy.
Absolutely, and I know you will. It's just, it is such a relief day. It's going to be so great when the 17th comes and people can watch the Blue Angels again. And, you know, there's probably going to be minor hiccups along the way. That's perfectly fine. That's to be expected. That's why they've done it this way, this gradual progression. Again, Rear Admiral Kozad, thank you so much for what you have been doing, for diligently communicating with us and keeping us up to speed on what's been happening, even the things that didn't pan out, and, you know, for overseeing this process and caretaking a wonderful museum. You know, Sterles does such a great job as well. But, sir, thanks for the time as always. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Andrew. We look forward to seeing everybody out there. And go online, because we've got new exhibits. We've got, you know, new opportunities for folks to skip the line. You can buy tickets to the attractions, to movies online. So get out there, do that, and we look forward to shaking everybody's hands as they walk back into their museum here in a few weeks.
No, it's going to be fantastic. I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so excited. I know. Just, it's finally, so much of finally. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, one of the reasons I recommend Frontier is because they sell the kind of cars that Dave Ramsey and I both recommend are like the way to do it, which is buy a car that's a year or two old, low miles, good condition, okay, good, you know, good value, and then drive that car until the wheels fall off. Yeah, I mean, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, I drove my first Honda Accord till 330,000 miles. I bought it, a 2 years old at the time. The Civic I got now, I bought it, was a year or two old, and I've got 180,000 miles on it. The Grand Caravan that we replaced with our Odyssey, that had, I mean, pushing 200,000 miles on it after 15 years. Like, that's how we do it. So Frontier is like the car place that's made for us. You know, we're going to buy a car, and we're going to see you again in 15 years. You know, like that's how we do it. And they do specialize in that. Great cars that are a couple of years old, that are in really good condition, almost new condition. You just don't have to pay that depreciation loss, and then you can drive them forever. Now, if you want to drive it a couple of years and trade it in for something, they'll do that too, of course, right? No problem. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo, I'm Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com. It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. This Saturday, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet.
I don't want to be part of the Rebel Alliance. I mean, of course, like, your enemies can't shoot. I mean, that's the best side to be on. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's clearing up a little bit. Windhaven looks a lot better now. Same with Molino. Wreck on the intersection of Detroit, Johnson, and North Palafox still blocking lanes. And another accident in Pensacola. This is at 29 and Hannah Street, showing a roadblock near O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's south of 9 Mile in Pensacola, and that's what that holdup is. And then East Bay Boulevard and VAR again closed just south of Coppell Drive with the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I will say, can I just be super nerd for just a second? I mean, it's all
just
the time,
a second.
A moment. Yeah. That's one of my favorite lines in Star Wars is blast marks. Too precise for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers. It's a funny line if you think about it. Yeah. David Wayne.
Depends on where you're at.
Yeah. Oh, nicely done.
Is
you feel good about that? I do.
I hurt my back reaching for it. So. It's just... A27. Hey, David.
Hello.
That's Workman's Comp. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man accused of killing five people in Texas will be in court today. Francisco Oropesa was taken into custody yesterday after a four-day manhunt. He's facing five murder charges. The sheriff's office there also says multiple other people have been arrested in connection to that case. Eighth graders apparently losing ground in history and civics knowledge. The National Assessment for Education Progress was released today, and it shows that in 2022, only 13% of students reached or exceeded scores considered proficient in history. 40% performed at a level below what's considered basic knowledge. Knowledge of civics was only a little bit better. 31% of students performed below basic standards in that. And math and reading scores also fell. And the man known as the godfather of AI stunned the tech world this week when he said he regrets his life's work because of the potential harm that artificial intelligence could do. Jeffrey Hinton will be talking about his concerns at a live stream interview at MIT later today.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be listening to that.
All I did was build Skynet. What's the problem? man, David, thanks so much for the update. 828 on News Radio 92.3. If you're getting ready to buy or sell a home, I know we always talk about, like, Christina Leavenworth is great at selling homes, and she is, okay? Over 200 homes sold last year, gets above list price a lot of the time, does amazing things. The time it takes to sell a home is very quick. Like, I always joke and say, you know, don't call her if you're not ready to sell. I mean, the point, if you're, like, having an argument, you know, in your marriage, like, one person wants to sell and one person doesn't, and you're like, I know, I'll call Christina and it'll be a foot drag experience. No, it won't. No, it won't. This will not be like, I can tell my wife I did call, you know, and we made an appointment. No, the home will get sold. But the other thing is on the buy side. Like, I know I don't talk about this a lot, but who better to help you buy a home than somebody who's great at selling them? And here's why. She knows how to see the world from the seller's perspective, and so she knows what the seller's looking for and what price the seller wants and what price the seller thinks they can get and what the other people are likely to bid. Like, genuinely, I know I always emphasize her as a selling agent, but there's nobody I'd rather use to buy a home because she's going to get the best possible deal and get you the win on a home that you decide you want. Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty, buying or selling, 723-9158. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Just a small note, but I think it's an important note, that the governor is, the governor is going to get a chance to sign the bill that would block, like, credit card companies from separately categorizing gun store and gun-related and ammunition purchases. You know, you try to wrap your brain around this. Like, what if the credit card companies, if you knew that they were, you know, basically really aggressively atheist, and they decided to come out all of a sudden with, like, a product code for, you know, Bible purchases? You know, would that raise the hairs on your neck a little bit? Yes, and it should for guns, too, because it's the same thing. What do you have coming up, David?
And Matt Gaetz teaming up with AOC for legislation. We'll tell you about it after this.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The FBI crediting the courage to call the FBI tips line with a capture 75 minutes later in cut and shoot Texas.
There has been several arrests.
San Jacinto Chief Sheriff's Deputy Tim Keene says that includes the Mexican national wanted for murdering five neighbors in cold blood and his wife now under arrest.
He was caught hiding in a closet underneath some laundry.
Sheriff Greg Capers, the suspect, now held on $5 million bond. The caller will collect an $80,000 reward. 1,500 U.S. Army units prepare to deploy to the southern border next week when Title 42 ends. And the retailer Nordstrom closing two San Francisco stores, citing the dynamics of the downtown area. Not only the rash of retail thefts, but now foot traffic is down. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 71 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Absolutely gorgeous morning out there. Well, it's finally open. The Blake Doyle Skate Park officially opened to the public yesterday. There were about 1,000 people there who showed up for the ribbon cutting. County Commissioner Lumen May had a lot of praise for John Schell, the man who's been pushing for the skate park since the beginning.
The person who believed that he could make a difference in his community by taking a skate park to unite people, red, yellow, black, and white, rich, poor, west side, east side, north, south. And he brought this park underneath the interstate that, as Allison said, once divided our community, but today it unites our community.
And the park's got 25,000 square feet of skatable space built for novice and experienced skaters. It'll be open every day from dawn until dusk. There are now plans officially in place for a full restoration of public access at NAS Pensacola. That includes the Lighthouse, Fort Barrancas, the National Naval Aviation Museum.
You know, I'll go back to last fall when we had a local 20,000 signatures on a petition, you know, from folks from Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Baldwin County. And, you know, I guess that just goes to show people that, people listened. You made a difference, and we can't wait to welcome you back to your National Naval Aviation Museum.
Museum Foundation President Kyle Kozad, the Undersecretary of the Navy, finally giving approval to the internal access checkpoint waiver that virtually restores visitation to the way it was before the terror attacks in 2019. And reaction today from Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz on the restoration of public access there. Gaetz released a statement saying, quote, "Thank you to the leadership at NAS Pensacola and officials at the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation for their tireless efforts in reopening access to the museum as quickly and as safely as possible." Speaking of Congressman Matt Gaetz, he's teaming up with AOC. That's Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're introducing a bill that would block members of Congress and their families from trading stock. It's called the Restoring Faith in Government Act.
This congressional stock trading has all of the fairness of like a Leah Thomas swimming competition, and I think we should put an end to it.
And that from an interview that Gaetz did with Jesse Waters on Fox News. There have been similar efforts in the past that have failed. The District 1 State Medical Examiner's Office says they've recently met with area funeral homes to address those complaints from last month over the alleged mishandling of bodies. Director of Operations Dan Shebler tells the News Journal they met with Waters and Hibbert and the Trahan Family Funeral Home called the meetings productive and said a lot of progress was made to resolve their concerns. Well, a couple more restaurants apparently plan to go in West 9 Mile and Pine Forest Roads.
According to North Escambia, a Foley-based engineering firm has submitted applications to the Escambia County Development Review Board for a Chipotle and Panera Bread. Plans call for the Chipotle to go up at 2261 West 9 Mile Road, currently part of the Tall Oaks RV Park. A pre-application meeting is scheduled for today. Meanwhile, the 3,500 square foot Panera Bread would be adjacent to Chipotle at 2405 West 9 Mile Road. Access for Panera would be off Surrey Drive.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
It's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer. Your local sweet corn farmer. Letting you know that the Florida sweet corn, hey, it's in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Clearing up it a little bit. Still two accidents in both near the same area. One is the wreck on the intersection of Detroit and Johnson and North Palafox. That's blocking lanes. And the other one, these are all north of Carr City, is an accident on 29 in Hannah Street, and it's showing a roadblock northbound near O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is south of 9 Mile in Pensacola. Traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful day today with nice sunny skies. Temperatures warming up near 83 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. Nice weather will continue as you go into Thursday, high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Plenty of sunshine for Friday, 81 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures cooling near 69. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 71, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 right now in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Hot Glass Cold Brew is Friday night at the First City Arts Center. Get an artisan glass and fill it with craft beers. Enjoy live music and glass blowing demonstrations benefiting FCAC's gallery, 10,060 artists. More at firstcityart.org. Pensacola Parks and Rec present the inaugural Spring Arts and Crafts Show, Saturday at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center. More at visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
Your money now this morning. The Dow down 45, 95 at 33,638.58. The S&P 500 up 413 at 41,23.71. The NASDAQ also up this morning at 34.97 at 12,115.47. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate down today, 3.392%. Gold prices up by $3 at $2,026.30. Silver prices down at $25.60. Tesla taking orders again for its Model 3 long-range version. And get this, they're also dropping the price. Tesla announced on the company's website yesterday that they're resuming orders in the U.S. after they had to cut them off last year because of a backlog in deliveries. Bud Light sales are down, way down, after their partnership with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The latest weekly figures showed a 21% drop. A prominent alcoholic beverage consultant says it shows their core customers are ditching the brand. And apparently the number of Subway sandwich shops in the country dropped by almost 600 last year. Subway finished 2022 with more than 20,000 stores in the U.S., but lost 570 shops around the country. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Cap Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, we got a listener suggestion for our frivolous topic of the day. Yeah, I always like to reward the listeners.
Of course.
Listener suggestion.
I mean, in addition to just the show, which is the big I'm just kidding.
I'm 20 hours into this thing already, and finally, you know, something worthwhile. Thank goodness. Man, I was wondering. Everybody's talking about it. Why? Anyway, okay, so it's a two-parter, okay? I'm going to give you the question that that he suggested, okay? This is our good friend Bruce, okay? Suggested, and then I'm going to give you the sort of a little bit different version of that question, okay? You ready? When you read the newspaper, you read the newspaper, which section do you read first? Like, what's your, how do you read the newspaper? The look of sheer horror on your face.
What the hell? There's a bunch of stuff that's supposed to just be in the studio, and you're just blabbing it out for the last 10 minutes. You're dead to me after 8:30, but...
But a different question, but it gets at the same thing, is do you read the paper in print, or do you read it online? Because my suspicion is that... I guess more general, this is just kind of like, how do you read the paper, okay? Because it used to be you had all you had was print. And I don't know about you, but I was always just from the front to the back. It's a book. That's how I read the paper. I know some people are like, I'm going to get to them cartoons, you know, like, or give me that crossword. You know, but I just always figured, I'm going to read the whole thing. I might as well read it in order. That was always my approach, okay? So that's me. But I have not touched a newspaper. Oh, man, I don't. God, 3 years? 4 years? I don't know. It's been a long time since I've touched a physical newspaper for like the PNJ. So my now way of reading it is I'm reading it online, right? And I'll just tell you, I go to the Facebook page every day. I read all the articles I think are interesting. I then check the website to see if there's any that the Facebook page didn't link to. And if I find it, I read those. I don't go to the like physical version of the paper online, you know, that you can read, like read the front page. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. And it's actually kind of makes me sad because when I do that every once in a while for other reasons, I'm like, oh, yeah, with the pictures, you know, or like, oh, the layout is different. You know, it's different to read the paper when it's all laid out the way it is. So, Candy, are you online or in print?
I'm online now. Okay. And when print, like Julio was on, so I'd always look for his stuff first because he's a friend. And I would read from front to back. Pensacola News Journal is a great paper. All of the papers are great papers. Gulf Breeze News, which I love. But I'm online and I go through the whole thing now.
And
I used to just open astrology. I know, dude, don't call. I know. It's like, what are you going to say? I know. And I know that's not real. Don't call.
Well, you know, you can read astrology for guidance or you can read astrology for laughs. You can't really do both at the same time.
Well, I mean, never mind. That's another topic about how stupid I am.
437-1620. 437-1620.
The comics, right?
Yeah, somebody comes in. They still print newspapers. Yeah, sometimes.
I only buy it if I'm in it, and I haven't been in it in a while because I do.
So get, you know, the country. To get the tear sheet.
I never heard it called that. Yeah, I have your magazine.
Because you tear it out of the magazine. Yeah. You know, that's the idea.
Andrew's been in magazines.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's awesome, dude. That's so cool.
Somebody says, top stories first. Really enjoy the printed paper, but now it's online. My problem with the printed paper was, like, fingers get all dirty.
Right.
Okay, didn't like that. Also, the size. Inconveniently large and floppy. For me personally, I love books. Books are books are in print. You got to have that book in your hand. I hate the e-readers kind of stuff. But for a newspaper, even though I used to always read it that way, not knowing there was going to come an option. But those were the issues for me was the physical, the dirtiness of the newsprint, which is great if you have Silly Putty, but to clean it up. But also, you know, the floppiness of the paper. Always kind of also the skipping back and forth, like page one to page three to page eight. Online, it's just, you don't have that. It's just all there.
It's just
the article
right there.
Is just there.
Sure.
Yeah. 437-1620, 437-1620. Read the paper online, though. Now, miss the printed page, understand? I go to Twitter normally because I hear about things sooner there. Okay, as opposed to the paper, which is, you know, not going to come out immediately, typically. 437-1620, somebody says, I go to the comics. That's the thing worth reading. Yeah, no, I know a lot of people where it's like, that's dessert, you know, and get your dessert first just in case.
Sure.
Just in case, you know, always do dessert first.
I don't
want
to die without knowing what Dagwood ate. You know,
that's
not
right.
Really.
Somebody says, I was a print reader forever. Haven't touched one of those in a long time. Same for me. Read it in order, except when sharing the paper with a friend, because I'm a Virgo with a house of pancakes rising.
I'm going to smack you in the face. I know this person.
That's awesome. Somebody here says, he's the best. Just stay away from candy for a day. Read the PNJ every day on Kindle.
Right, nice.
To download for travel or at the beach. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So, and I'm just not a reader, e-reader kind of guy. I know for people who like it. Okay.
Sure.
And I think, don't
PNJ
you?
PNJ is a great translate. It really is.
Wonderful
paper.
This is going to show my ignorance here, but when you read something on the Kindle or on any of those devices, and you flip the page, doesn't it make a page flip sound?
Yes.
Isn't that part of
Well, I keep everything quiet because of radio, I don't know.
But it can, right? Isn't that...
I have to assume. I feel like it used to be, but I don't know. I've always kept everything on silent since we got all these electronic devices.
It seems like that would preserve a little bit
of the
kinesthetic sense of you swipe your finger across the page.
It shows a page.
And it kind of does that thing where it's just like it used to be or whatever. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Excerpts.
I'll get them in a second. I'll come back.
Wreck on the intersection of Detroit and Johnson and North Palafox. Now, that's blocking lanes. And just on the other side of that, on Highway 29 and Hannah Street, showing a roadblock. This is northbound near O'Reilly Auto Parts at South of 9 Mile. All of this is South of 9 Mile in Pensacola. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, close. Now, the Copple Drive. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, so now is the time to start thinking about your summer lawn, right? Because when it gets to be summer, it's kind of too late. Like, the fix is already in for what's going to happen that year. You got to think ahead of time. You know, that's why they talk about, like, pre-emergent weed control, okay? So if you want a green, luscious lawn in July, you call NSEC today. You have them come out and look at your lawn and see what they're going to do. And, you know, they're going to have 8 annual applications, time, program, targeted to get your lawn what it needs, when it needs it. You get started with a free lawn analysis and an estimate, so you know what the price might be and, you know, whether you think that's worth it. That's your choice always. No cost for the estimate. Initial soil sample indicates the amendments needed. Create a plan for your lawn success. Fertilizer applications, seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect, fungicide, all of that stuff. And if there's any special services or whatever, aeration, sod, and plugging, I mean, all of that, okay? And if you sign up today, you get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes the initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average size yard. And NSEC is hiring. So if you think you might like a career in pest and lawn, Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City, good pay, benefits, 401k, advancement, all that stuff, work with NSEC is where you apply it. Work with ENSEC.com. So I will tell you, I love the tech. I don't say this often enough, but I want to say this. Just make sure at least one time I say it. I so much appreciate you guys, not just listening, which I do, absolutely, but I appreciate you giving us input. We get some of the best comments, content, corrections. I tell people this all the time when I like talk to them as, you know, interviews. I say, look, if I ever say something dumb on the air, please text me. You know, please. I hate saying wrong things. I hate the wrongness lingering. You know, so if you hear me say something, we're like, that's not right. Like earlier this morning, I made a comment about the Pea Ridge connector becoming a stop sign into the 4-lane and the 2-lane of Hamilton Bridge Road. And somebody's like, Andrew, it's a light. I'm like, is it? Oh, okay. Well, that's fairly new because of that intersection.
Right, absolutely. Sure.
Didn't exist before. But that correction, I implemented into the rest of my conversation about that topic. So I genuinely appreciate texts for comments. You disagree with me, that's always encouraged. You make me laugh, whatever. 437-1620. Back to the rest of the comments. Somebody here says, if I don't read the paper, then my cat won't come and lay in my lap and prevent me from reading the paper.
Yeah, right?
Cats it's the only time that. My cat sure. will let me touch him. Oh, that's great. Oh, so you need a solution. You need to like read the paper on the back porch quietly when the cat's not around, and then you got to like just pretend to be reading. You know, like I'm just reading a paper over here. Maybe you can come, right? That would be the idea. 437-1620. Somebody here says, let's see. I subscribe to the PB. it says PNJ, but it's PNJ, not PNJ, because I refuse to give up on print journalism. I understand. And that's why we subscribe to the online. Still supports them, right? Plus, I enjoy the tactile feeling of reading the newspaper daily. I'm forced to use the digital version on Saturday, though, because they don't print on Saturday anymore. Correct.
That's right.
But I read it like a book, just like you said, Andrew, front to back, except on Sundays when the comics come first. I'd be comics and crossword first on a Sunday. But
I love to go through the ads and just see what rooms to go has. And
how I could not have a living room like that.
And very, that's funny. I still do print, somebody says, even though online is there for me, I can go shuffle through the pages in person. Mm-hmm. For the time I want to spend on articles, way faster as it catches my eye. In general, read sports first. Oh, that's interesting. It has the least amount of distractions and interests that grab my attention. Sunday editorials are a favorite. You know, that's true. Often I would go to the opinion page on Sunday because I knew that was all stuff I wanted to read. I was curious about that.
What a surprise.
There you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, and other fun things and promotions you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
You want to see what the mantra of invest in infrastructure looks like, then next Wednesday at 9:30, we're doing a ribbon cutting for the new Pea Ridge Connector Road. That's nearly 2 miles of infrastructure. And of course, I'm extremely proud of it because I worked on that project for over 5 years to get to this date.
Yeah, that's today. This was from the meeting on Thursday, but that's Commissioner Sam Parker from the Pace vicinity. He's basically, you know, he's the one that's kind of in his zone. So the Pea Ridge Connector is going to go from Highway 90 up to Hamilton Bridge Road. 4 lanes with a roundabout. Woo! The roundabout is my favorite part. That's just, oh man, this is going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be at 9:30 this morning. I got to get done here and boogie up there. Completely under the speed limit, and to get there at the 9:30 ribbon cutting and discussion. I will say this, look, you know me, there's a lot of dimensions to my nerddom, but even my nerddom does not quite coextend to the same degree that Sam Parker's does. Listen.
For folks that grew up in this area, and I don't know about most people, but I would say probably most of us haven't had the opportunity to say, you know what, I drove on that road the day it opened, if for no other nostalgic cool factor, I would say I would be there if I was a member of the public. I'm probably even going to have my kids out of school that day for a blip it to come. I've told my wife I'm really thinking of that, because how often do you get to say, you know what, I was there when that road opened?
A blip, and I'm not sure what that is. I've never heard that expression before. But I'm also not sure. Like, I got driving on Three Mile Bridge the first day it was open. I got that. I get coming to watch something like the roundabout the first day it opens, just out of curiosity. How's that going to work? But I don't know that drive on a road, just a road, like, I was there. Like, and also, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, Dad, that I do as part of my job, and I'll offer to the kids, you know, hey, do you want to come do that? No, Dad. Like, there's a lot of that, right? I'm trying to imagine, like, hey, do you guys want to come up to Pace and drive on this road with me? I don't think the answer would be yes, even when they were younger. I don't think the answer would be yes. 855 on News Radio 92.3. But I love his enthusiasm. It is first major road in like 30 years. The project that's kind of been on the shelf for 20 years. So very cool. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Wreck on the intersection of Detroit and Johnson and North Palafox blocking lanes. Accident at 29 and Hannah Street showing a roadblock. This is northbound near O'Reilly Auto Parts, south of 9 Mile Road. These are both south of 9 Mile in Pensacola. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Hey, if you got a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, the toilet makes a sound in the wall when you flush it, the pressure's not good, the temperature's not good, whatever. Okay, if it's plumbing, you know what plumbing is. If there's a plumbing problem, call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of your flat rate, pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is sad. Channel 3, one of their key people in the morning, we just lost her. She's moving on to other pastures. I actually talked with her at the Shred-a-thon the other day, but Kelsey Coffey is leaving Channel 3.
Television news, by and large, is a transient business from you know, come and go a lot. And here on the morning show, we have said goodbye to many, many coworkers, but occasionally we say goodbye to a friend.
Whew, okay. Promise not to cry. Kelsey, you are a brilliant talent, but even more, you're a brilliant human being. See, I'm getting so emotional. I can't say how much the whole team adores you, respects your work ethic, but more than anything, your bright spirit. You're an absolute gift to your next station. They got to cut me off, girl, but thank you for being part of our team.
I say thank you as well. Good luck and Godspeed on your next endeavor. We will be missing you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, and she is such a sweetheart. I had a really good chance to hang out with her at the Shred-a-thon, and she's moving on to North Carolina, and man, best of luck in the future. And I love hearing Laura Hussey's like breaking down crying, saying goodbye. And I always try to do that. Like, when people are a part of your lives and part of the show, I always try to, you know, say goodbye to them on the air and send them off. Well, she's the best. So best of luck where you go, Kelsey. It's going to be fantastic. And, you know, I can already tell. Like, I just know, like, Jason Robbins is the videographer that goes around with her in the morning, and they go to live shots and stuff like this. And I'm sure he's like,
I know. It's got to be hard.
Yes.
Yeah, you get to know these people and you miss them.
Yeah, and,
you're
a team.
Horace Nylander.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I
exactly
miss him.
Right, right.
He was tall.
Yeah, and Jason says such great, great job and such a
Absolutely.
Sweetheart as well.
Yeah.
8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. What else? There's one other thing I was going to... Oh, this was a pretty good announcement we got yesterday from the mayor during his press conference about some funding that we're expecting to see.
The state budget was released this morning, and we were certainly glad to see two line items, most importantly, which was $750,000 for the Veterans Memorial Park bathrooms is in the state budget, as well as $850,000 for the Escambia County gun violence. That's our partnership with the Sheriff's Department in terms of some gunshot recognition technology. And so that's in the budget for $850,000.
Yeah, so $750,000 plus for ShotSpotter, and then $750,000 for the Veterans Park bathrooms. If they survive the government's veto pen, right? That's the governor's veto pen. That's always a danger. And we know Governor DeSantis likes to veto a lot of local projects. He vetoed the 9 Mile overpass, you know, for the pedestrians at the Beulah Middle School last year. So,
Ron!
Well, yeah, you know, but it was $3 million, I think, is the price. Anyway, so we'll see. Fingers crossed that this all goes in. All right, time for future news. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Let's stick there. Will both of those projects come through the veto pen of the governor?
Yes, they're going to make it.
Let's say yes.
They're going to make it after all.
Base access, first day, the 17th, is going to be a Blue Angels day. Are we going to be ready? It's going to be a big throng of people.
Record setting.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of people for that, for sure. And will we have any accidents on Pea Ridge Connector today or at the roundabout?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. It'll
no,
be great.
No.